Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 2nd of August 2023. Today's topic is Dare to be Different. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 1 verses 8 through 15. Verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Verse 10. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melzer, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat, and water to drink. Verse 13. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. Verse 15. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Key verse, Daniel chapter 1 verse 15. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Are you the only one that is going to heaven? Why is it that you would not even tell a little lie just to cover up? She would not even wear trousers again. You can't be our friend. These were the words of Daniela's classmates. They were not happy with her because she recently repented and would not do the bad things she was doing before. Friends of Jesus today face pressure from people who want them to do things that are wrong. No matter what people say or do, you must choose to be different and live your life according to the Word of God. Don't give in to pressure from people who make jest of you because you are living a righteous life. Ruth did not allow the foolish decision of Orpah, her sister-in-law, to stay in Moab, stop her decision to follow the true God. Abel refused to follow the bad example of Cain, his elder brother. He chose to be different. He gave God a good and an acceptable offering. The same God that helped Daniel, his friends and many other people will help you too if you ask him. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, please help me to always obey you and keep loving you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Ruth chapter 1 verses 11 through 18.